Welcome back to the Guardian with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being part of the program today. Moments away, Russell Taylor will be with us, Vice President of Live Earth Products. But first, a message from our good friends at Rise Gardens.
Rise Gardens is a revolutionary hydroponic gardening system for your home. Instead of food traveling hundreds or even over 1,000 miles before it hits your plate, harvest the veggies, herbs, and greens you need for dinner tonight in the comfort of your home. No green thumb required knowledge. Gardening made easy with the Rise Gardens app. Step-by-step guidance from seed to harvest. A complete garden on a shelf and comes with everything you need to grow healthy and the freshest food for you and your loved ones. Fully customize your garden to your needs and preferences. For more information and get your Rise Garden, visit risegardens.com.
Well, Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Russell Taylor, VP of Live Earth Products, which is a sponsor of the Gardening with Joy and Holly Radio Show, to be transparent. Live Earth Products, located in Emory, Utah, mines, manufactures humic acid and fulvic acid-based products. The humic-based ingredients manufactured by Live Earth are used in the following industries: agriculture, animal feeds, cosmetics, dietary supplements, balneal therapy, bioremediation, organic gardening, and lawn care. We're going to talk about humic and fulvic acids and its benefits in the garden. Welcome to the program, Russell.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day and the sponsorship that you've provided for the program to allow everybody to hear it. So let's get started with some of the basic understandings here, Holly.
Yeah, let's start with the understandings of what humic and fulvic acids are.
Sure. So the first thing you need to understand about humic and fulvic acids is they are a point in time in decomposition. So people understand what, let's say, freshly deposited material in a compost pile, as you know, apple cores and those kind of things, and that turns into compost. And as that material degrades further, after that compost is degraded, it forms things like humic and fulvic acid. So humic and fulvic acid is the end result of decomposition of plant material.
Okay. And many traditional chemical fertilizers lack carbon while containing a higher level of nitrogen than plants can process. How does carbon affect plant growth?
So I like to partition my carbon into two different categories. And the reason I say that is carbon is just used in a general statement, and we really don't describe how that carbon bond makes it useful to, you know, the plant or the soil, the microbe. For example, you know, all ladies in the room could take and look at their diamond ring and realize that thing is almost 100% pure carbon. But, you know, virtually useless to the soil in the way that carbon is bound. And the same is true for the amendments you're adding to your soil. So active carbon or active organic matter is being broken down by the microbes. They're using it as a food source. Your passive organic matter is your organic matter and that carbon that is kind of the leftovers. It hasn't gone through that process of turning into coal and then diamonds. It's somewhere in the middle. So that carbon, it kind of acts as a shelf space in the soil. It helps your soil hold, store, and exchange nutrients. So typically when you're in your soil classes at the university, they talk about carbon and nitrogen ratios and how they're important. Well, in practice, most people will know how much nitrogen they use, you know, for a growing season. Let's say, for example, a lawn owner will put down 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet annually. But what do they do for their carbon? And that's important because the carbon in the structures of humic and fulvic acid helps store nutrients. And so typically when you're adding high amounts of nitrogen fertilizer without sufficient organic matter and humic and fulvic acid to store them, that nitrogen is lost. Now, nitrogen is quickly converted into a gas or into compounds by the microbes that is leached away from the root profile. So by adding humic acids with your conventional fertilizers or even organic fertilizers, you're actually giving that plant a longer opportunity to use that nutrient. And I can give you one quick example. The Rose Bowl Stadium, Live Earth Products is a partner with the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. Now, the Rose Bowl Stadium is actually constructed on a silica sand base, which is very highly leachable. It allows them to grow that very beautiful grass, but like a golf course green, but they have a hard time with nutrient retention. So they'll use Live Earth humic and fulvic acids to help retain the nutrients in that root profile to help that stadium achieve its, you know, iconic green color. And that's by giving that plant a longer opportunity to use those nutrients.
Right. And I think people who have poor soil, they just think, oh, add more fertilizer. That's the answer.
Yeah. And that's really problematic. It's like the best example I can give people is imagine drinking from a fire hose, getting all your water for the month in one shot, both inefficient, painful, and not the best way to get your water. That's what we're doing a lot with these fertilizers. We're telling this plant, okay, here's your nitrogen dose for the month, and you have to make 100% use of it. Don't waste any of it. Don't spill any of it. And so that's how we're getting an inefficient use of these nutrients. And so the concept is let's add something with that nutrient that naturally occurs in the soil anyways. Humic and fulvic acids are naturally occurring. So we're only adding something that would mimic what's going on in nature and make that nutrient last longer.
Okay. So how does humic and fulvic acids benefit a regular gardener with their garden soil?
So the nice thing about humic and fulvic acids is they're not exclusive to conventional growers or organic growers. In the end, humic and fulvic acids are the base of any soil organic matter. When you talk about soil organic matter, people say, oh, we got low organic matter, high organic matter, and they just move on. They don't talk about the components of organic matter and how it's beneficial. So humic acid is that passive fracture of your soil organic matter that holds and retains nutrients. It also creates structure in your soil. So imagine the caramel in a nut roll, right? It causes kind of things that kind of clump together. The same thing is true with some of the humic and fulvic acids. They kind of make these crumbly, loose soils. And that crumble in the soil that's kind of aggregated together creates a home for microbes. It creates space for water, oxygen, nutrients, all of those things you're trying to encourage in your garden soil anyways. And by increasing that porosity in your soil, you're actually retaining water and facilitating microbial activity. So those are all the things you wanted to occur in your garden anyways. When you kind of speed up that process, create home for microbes and those kind of things, all of a sudden you get more roots, more opportunity for a plant to absorb nutrients, bigger, better fruit, and a happier gardener.
And one thing that I do enjoy about the Live Earth products is that it's made in America. It's mined in Utah. It's not shipped over from some country, and they're getting the benefits of our dollars, and it's not staying in the United States.
Yeah, so the Live Earth products was founded by my father in the early 80s. So a family business. We mine and manufacture the deposits in Utah. The deposit we mine is, think of it as an ancient compost pile, 75-million-year-old leaf pile. All that plant material is just stacked up here in the desert, hidden under the rocks in Utah. You wouldn't have known it if you were flying by it. So American-made, proud to be a family business and a small business. And we're not a big, large corporation.
How did your father find this deposit? Was it by accident, or was there a scientific, like, I know it's here and I just got to find it type of thing?
They were actually, he was working with a group of people, and they were looking for tar sands and oil shales. It was part of the Superfund money in the 80s. So he was a contractor for mining. They found our deposit. They said, wow, it's not what we're looking for. It might make a fertilizer or something. And they moved on. And my dad's like, hey. And so he placed a claim, and that's our family story.
Wow. So how long, or is there a different way to apply the humic and fulvic acids in a garden or a yard versus something like a field?
Yes. So humic and fulvic acids can be found in two forms. They can be a granular form or a liquid form. So I use these two tools differently. So let's say, for example, you had a newly established garden where you had an opportunity to kind of till these things into the soil and work them in before you planted your garden or established a new lawn. That's the ideal opportunity to get the granular material in the ground. And let's say, for example, you've already got your plants in the ground, or you've got this heirloom rose that you want to just give it a nice dose of love and boost and kind of improve the soil without digging it up and working things in the soil. That's when the liquid application becomes more useful. So they're kind of tools we use differently. When I was an applicator, I did lawns professionally while I was in college, and the number one tool I went to was my granular humate to begin the season. And then later on in the season, I would actually use the liquid humic acids with my fertility. So I would use that in conjunction with my nutrients to make them last longer. Now, your question was kind of, what's different between the farm and the home gardener. And there's not much because you're kind of using the tool the same way. The farmer's actually using this. Our university testing has shown that adding humic acid with the nutrient will help it last longer in the farmer's fields. Now, that same usefulness is not going to go away. It's going to be used in your garden also.
Well, how long after you apply it does or will you start? Will it start taking effect in the soil and you'll start seeing the plants react to it?
So I'll quote my university soil professor from many years ago, and his answer was always so frustrating, but he said, it depends. And it really depends on your soil type and texture. The one thing to remember about soil texture is the more sandier your soil is, the less surface area it actually has. And that's measured by a measure we call cation exchange capacity, or CEC. You're not going to hear that described in most of your reasons for applying products, but humic acids actually have a high CEC. So typically, we're going into any soil that has low organic matter, and generally low organic matter is also can drive your cation exchange capacity in your soil. But the thing to remember is humic acids can be used in situations for nutrient retention, but also compaction. And so let's say, for example, you're treating a situation with compaction. Depending on your soil texture, your clay soil might take a little bit longer than, you know, some of your lighter texture soils. But I've had situations within days where I've added humic acid to a lawn and seen the color change. So it really depends on your soil type and texture, but you can see a very quick response, particularly with soils that have marginal pH, high salts, compaction, some of those things that higher organic matter will help address.
Fantastic. Now, when using the humic and fulvic acids, will this attract animals and or bugs to the garden additionally, or is it kind of neutral?
Yeah, humic acids are more neutral. They don't contain any plant proteins or animal proteins. They're fully degraded plant material. So unlike some fish products and other things like that, there's no foul odor. Humic substances like humic and fulvic acid are fully degraded. Our deposit is actually used in dietary supplements, cosmetics, and animal feeds. It's a mineral, so you're not going to attract any weird wildlife or insects by using humic and fulvic acids.
Now, with an application, obviously there is instructions on the proper amount to apply, but if you can't basically overdose on the plants. If you put too much, it's not necessarily going to hurt things, or where does that fall in that rule?
So the general concern is when you overapply something, usually what you're affecting is what they call the salt index. Mm. And the salt index will cause burn in a plant. And what happens is that salt will impact the roots and how the water gets across the root membranes. The humic and fulvic acid does not affect that. So it's kind of like overapplying compost. You know, you're somewhere along the lines, you've just got a lot of compost there, but it's not going to damage the plant. Humic acids are the same way. Generally, you run out of money before you'll use too much product. and so it's you can, you know, follow the labels, but if you apply a little generous amount, it's not going to hurt. And in certain instances, you've got to remember that humic acid is a component of your soil organic matter. So sometimes more is a little better, particularly on the soils that have lower organic matter. You can actually lean on the higher end of the application rates and still be okay.
Now, are we looking at applications multiple times a year, or depends on the growing season or what you're growing, or what do we do on that?
So with the liquid humic acids, you go more frequently. And I always encourage people, use the liquid humic acids with your nutrients. So if you're applying a nitrogen product, apply some humic acid. Typically on a lawn, we'll go 3 times a year with our fertilizer application. And with a granular, we're usually doing it at the beginning or end of the season when we can get more soil incorporation. So springtime, we're going to aerify a lawn. We'll put some granular humic acid down. Or springtime when we're applying our materials before we till in our garden and work up our beds. Those are the ideal times to get the granular down. The liquid you can use all during the season. And we also sell products that are blended with fertilizers. So you'll often find humic acids plus a fertilizer, and so pay attention to that because sometimes the added fertilizer can restrict your application rates.
Right. Well, Russell, we greatly appreciate your time. How can our listeners get a hold of Live Earth products?
So we're slowly adding stuff to our website, which is liveearth.com. That's LIVEARTH.com. The most convenient location is actually through Amazon. Live Earth Products has some Amazon listings where you can buy these products. Since we're a small family business, we are regionally available. So most of Western United States, people can go to a brick and mortar store and get them. As you go further east in the United States, sometimes Amazon is the best option for locating our products.
Well, thank you so much, Russell, for your time, your sponsorship, and the information.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.